Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports finance studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37-0, no, make that 38 plus years now, of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, Daniel knows. I'm talking an award-winning writer, and of course, I used to fight at one point in time, was a four-time Golden Glove champion. So, you know, I could walk the walk, I could talk the talk. I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, you know a little bit more. So you can shoot me a, call me here in the studio if you want, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Big weekend of boxing. I think Brian Mendoza is a live underdog going down under, of course, 22-2, 16 KOs. Knocked out 6'5", Sebastian Fedora, the WBC champion last year. I think he's a live underdog to beat Tim Tszyu. Tim Tszyu, of course, the son of Kostya Tszyu, the former junior welterweight champion, the iconic fighter from down under, of course. Tim Tszyu now 23-0, 17 KOs, but Mendoza's a live underdog in my book. Of course, we'll also talk about Canelo Alvarez. Man, is he becoming like Floyd Mayweather and ducking and checking people? And I mean, just a cherry picker. Now he's going to fight Jaime Munguia. Let me tell you, Daniel in the other room could put up a better fight than Jaime Munguia. Munguia's like undefeated, like 39-40-0, something like that. But he's fought like 40 guys from Tijuana. I'm talking about cab drivers, straight up. Not a very good fighter, but that's where Canelo wants to go. Canelo's a fraud in 2023-24. Straight up, we'll spend some time with the boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, after the break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and like 1,000 other platforms.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. New NexGard Plus, a Voxelana, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews protect against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms, all with one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Diarrhea, vomiting, lethargy, and itching may be seen. Ask your vet about new NexGard Plus chews.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
A little Tower of Power coming back from the break. Of course, the big fight, the Tower of Power announced this week, I thought was the fact that, wow, I'm talking about David Benavidez, of course, the undefeated lad at 168. I consider him the uncrowned super middleweight champion of the world. The monster is what Mike Tyson calls him. Straight up, I think he is the monster, and nobody wants to fight him. But Demetrius Andrade has stepped up. Of course, Andrade is well undefeated. But Andrade is a guy that nobody really wanted to fight because he's difficult. But I think that Demetrius will step up and give it his best against David Benavidez. That's going to go down in November. But straight up, that'll be on pay-per-view. We'll talk about that and more as we bring in boxing's PAC, Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. How are you?
Pretty good. I want to get to, I'll get to the upset, I think, of the weekend in a little bit. I think Brian Mendoza is going to knock out Tim Tszyu, or got a good shot at knocking out Tim Tszyu. I just feel, I mean, the fact that he fought Sebastian Fedora, and Fedora, not only was he 6'5", but he was 6'5", and he had some muscle. He wasn't some 6'5", skinny guy that was like, if you hit him, he breaks in half. I mean, Fedora was a decent fighter, man, and I think the fact that Brian Mendoza hung around and finally stopped him, I think he's got a good chance of stopping Tim Tszyu. Talk to me about that. What do you think?
Listen, a lot, the deck is stacked against him, right, because he's going on the road. He's going to Australia, the other side of the world. But Brian Mendoza, he overcame odds beating Fandora. You know, Fandora was the most avoided guy in the division. Like you said, a freak of nature, 6'5", fighting at 154. And Mendoza showed grit, and he took Fandora's heart. You know, he won by TKO, and he took his heart. And I agree. I think he's a live underdog. Now, he seems to have turned the corner, you know, because he's got an ugly loss against a journeyman back in 2019, Larry Gomez.
Larry Gomez is now 10-2. He was 9-1 then.
Yeah, you know, so chalk it up to maybe just not taking your career serious at the moment. And then he lost to Jesus Ramos, who people know was robbed last week against Harrison Lubin.
Robbed, that's the heist of the year. I mean, even people on the internet had that fight going the other way.
Yeah, you know, it was definitely not a good moment in boxing.
Okay.
I mean, but, you know, anyway, but Mendoza, I agree with you, he's a very live dog.
Well, both guys got to pop off this week, and Fight Hype had this clip.
Every next fight is the hardest fight, so I'm just taking it as my hardest opponent. you always work hard, and it's just kind of working hard blindly, you know, because you don't know when you're going to get these opportunities. And that's why these last few fights you've seen me, I know it's all or nothing. And that's why you see me really just lay it all out there, you know, go out on my shield type of guy, you know. It's kill or be killed, and that's the mindset I go in there with, man. So seeing this, man, it's a dream come true.
Not satisfied at all. You know how it is. We keep turning it up, keep putting it on, keep creating these memories, and, yeah, just keep doing what I'm doing. Yeah, they're talking about his two-fight win streak. I've got my 23-fight win streak. This is number 24.
You know, there's a lot of questions to be answered. You know, he's been put down by other guys or hurt anyway, and we're going to find out. You know, I know I have some bombs, but I'm not in there looking for one shot. You know, if it takes all 12, you know, of all-out war and everything, but the point is it's going to be explosive, and I'm coming out with my hand raised.
Yeah, it's the last hooray.
ESPN, of course, that was both Tim Zhu and Brian Mendoza. Mendoza, I guess you can tell, didn't have the Australian accent. But I will say this. I think Brian Mendoza's got a strong base to him. He's got a real strong base. I think he's a solid fighter from the waist up. His legs are pretty good. I think he's the upset of the week. I really do, if not the upset of the month. Brian Mendoza, 22-2, 16 KOs. Of course, we mentioned the two losses. We aforementioned those losses. And, of course, Tim Zhu, 23-0, 17 KOs. But Tim Zhu hasn't failed to impress either. I mean, but he has been knocked down by a couple of guys. That's the rap on Zhu, I guess, huh?
Yeah, he did get dropped. He still, you know, showed obviously the wherewithal to you know, kind of fight back, almost like a young Tito Trinidad, dare I say. But Mendoza is not going to be intimidated by Tim Zhu. You know, he's comes from Albuquerque, New Mexico, home of some great champions, Johnny Tapia, Danny Romero. So he's got that dog in him by nature. You know, I think he's coming to upset the apple cart. And if Tim Zhu is looking past him, he's going to be upset. You know, and Tim Zhu's a very cocky guy.
Yeah, so you brought up Tito Trinidad. Let me tell you about Tito Trinidad. Early on, he was getting knocked down in his career, and Mike Akery and Louis DeCubas were the co-promoters of them, and Mike Akery said, get rid of the guy. He can't take a punch. He's going to get knocked out. And Don King picked him up, and of course, he became a boxing icon at 147. You got to look at it as Trinidad is probably one of the best ever at 147. I mean, top 10, maybe.
Oh, a killer. And actually, I believe his best weight was 54. I think he's probably the greatest junior middleweight ever. No one, I mean, at 47.
Mike McCallum and him would be, that's, you know, I don't,
woo!
Yeah. Mike
McCallum.
You know, I think Mike was the most underrated fighter in the past 25 or 30 years.
I agree. Absolutely. Him and Donald Curry was still one of my favorite fights of all time. Just, if anyone is bored, just watch that fight. The way they fought that fight, you know, in the proximity, in the range,
okay,
throwing ugly shot. Oh,
let me tell you, it was a nightmare of a day, sort of. It was July 1987. I told my stepfather, who was Mexican-American, and cheap. You know what I'm saying? He is cheap. So I told him, you got to bet $250 on Mike McCallum. And he goes down to the sports book, and he comes back and goes, he's a 2.5-to-1 underdog. I said, go bet the money. So anyway, he goes down and bets some money. I think he bet like $500. He's really a cheap guy. My mother told him, hey, the kid knows what he's talking about. Bet the money. So anyway, $500 at 2.5-to-1. You should have seen him. He looked like he thought he was a pimp afterwards. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, he thought he was, I mean, he did, look what I did. Like, 500, I think he turned it into like, I don't know, 2,200 bucks, something like that.
Wow, back in 80s, that's pretty good. I hope he bought you at least an ice cream.
We all bet McCallum. We all bet. Listen, I thought that was the biggest steal, and I thought that was the biggest steal, maybe one of the biggest steals in boxing history. Donald Curry was an unproven lad. I think he had lost to Lloyd Hunnigan, and Lloyd Hunnigan never impressed me. In fact, I used to look at Lloyd Hunnigan sparring. I used to say to myself, I could kick his ass. The only advantage Lloyd Hunnigan had over me was he was a welterweight, and I was a junior welterweight. Outside of that, I didn't see much in Lloyd at all.
It's one of the great upsets of all time. You know, I think when we look back at the record books, that's when I compared Kambosos and Teofimo Lopez. Like, you lost to this guy? Like, you know, he had no business. So, definitely, like you said, Mike McCallum, man, he's underrated. And I'm glad they had
a stable down there in Fort Worth. And I can't remember the guy that ran it, but Donald Curry was part of it. Troy Dorsey was part of it. Steve Cruz was part of it. and the 140-pound white guy, I can't remember his name either, he was a champion as well, just for a minute. But the bottom line is, they burnt these guys out, man. I mean, they would be sparring 14, 15 rounds in 115-degree heat.
Wow.
No. Not once or twice a week, 4 or 5 days a week.
It's wearing out a fighter in the gym.
Holy cow! I was just blown away by those. But it was successful early on. But there was no longevity in any of those guys. All of those guys burnt out early.
Was that Kenny Weldon or no?
No, that I can't. You know, it pisses me off that I can't remember the name of the guy's name. Gorman. It was something Gorman.
Okay.
Anyway, that was the manager, and they trained these guys. I mean, imagine that, doing 14, 15 rounds in 115-degree heat. Get this, 3 or 4 times a week. I don't know. Unless my guy was fighting in 115-degree heat, you know what I'm saying? I'd probably put him in maybe once or twice, let him go 8 or 10 rounds in 115-degree heat. I'm not going to make him go 15.
Yeah, I mean, that Texas heat is just brutal. Wesley Gale Parker was the trainer for Donald Curry.
Okay, well, you know, Donald was a good guy. He's having problems right now. I'm told he's a mess neurologically. Some of the things that people don't see afterwards, you know, after the lights go off, sometimes it's ugly in the world of boxing. People don't realize that.
It's an all too sad story. A lot of fighters. I mean, we can go on for days talking about guys that are just not in good shape.
Okay. Before we go to the break, let's talk about the chicks. Of course, Terry Harper and Cecilia Brakus went at it last week, and I think it was a draw, but the fans had Brakus win in 96-94. Cecilia Brakus was an absolute monster at 147. 154 is a different world, isn't it? I mean, 7 pounds to me, like, I couldn't fight at 147 and beat good guys. I could beat bums, but I couldn't beat good guys at 147. Yet at 140, 139, I could smoke people.
Yeah, and also the age. You know, she hasn't looked great in a while. I actually think that the other lady should have gotten the decision. Terry Harper?
But
yeah, I thought she did a little bit.
Well, one judge had it 97-93 Harper. The other two judges had it 95-95. And then the fans had it 96-94 for Brakus. So, of course, that whole women's thing, Alicia Bumgarner, Terry Harper, Cecilia Brakus, Jessica McCaskill, there's some other names in there as well, Amanda Serrano. I think the women's game is well represented right now. I just think they need to get the good fights.
100%. It's probably the deepest talent pool we've seen ever. And as far as, like, the quote-unquote big fights, it should be easier to make than the men, because obviously they don't have the same leverage. And, you know, it's in a good place. Of course, Clarissa Shields.
Not the same leverage unless Jake Paul's calling your shots and you're Amanda Serrano.
That is very true. Jake Paul, probably the biggest advocate for women's boxing.
I think she got 25 grand, and then it was the most she ever made. And it's headlining some casino or something like that. And then she got 250 grand for her first fight with Paul. And then the next fight, she got $1 million. I mean, so he set her up so nicely, man. And, you know, people rap him, oh, he's a fraud. He's this. No, he isn't. He's a guy that's doing his thing, whether he's a YouTuber or not. He's got a little bit of boxing skills. And guess what? He's in decent shape, because anybody can go 10 rounds. I mean, I don't care if you just standing up for 10 rounds, just doing nothing. You can go out in the center of the ring, hold your gloves up for 30 minutes, you're dead. Okay, but this guy fought for 10 rounds, and I got to give him props.
Absolutely. And by the way, speaking of Amanda, the trailblazer that she is, her next fight's 3 minutes, 3-minute rounds.
That's a mistake. You know why? Because she's getting old. She's 34 years old. She's getting burnt out. And I think the 2-minute rounds really made women's boxing exciting. We'll talk about that after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Guess what? Demetrius Andrade has some negative things to say about Canelo. Canelo's going to fight, guess who? Jaime Munguia. That's right. The Tijuana Taxi Driver.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
On this fight, is it the biggest fight, considering this man's resume, that you've had so far in your career? And what kind of fight should we expect on November 25th?
Yeah, definitely. This is the biggest fight of my career up to this date. You know, I give Demetrius Andrade a lot of props. He's a great fighter. You know, a lot of people have been ducking him for a long time. So I feel like I was in the seat that he was in, that nobody wanted to give him the opportunity. But now we came together, get an opportunity to make a great fight happen. And these are the type of fights I want. I want to make my own lane. I want to fight the best out of the best. Demetrius Andrade is up there as one of the best in this weight class. So, you know, I know it's not going to be an easy fight. I know it's going to be a tough fight. But at the end of the day, this is when they bring the best out of me. And I'm a monster for a reason.
Demetrius, listen, a number of people love your credentials. But they said he's never been in a top flight fight against a great fighter, is what they would say. Do you believe that kind of criticism ends after you fight David Benavidez? And what kind of fight should we expect on November 25th?
Yo, yo, yo. Yeah, David Benavidez, Demetrius Andrade. Woo! Listen, pay-per-view, pay-per-view, all right? Get the tickets, get the pay-per-view, order that. Man, listen, this is a great opportunity for myself. It's a great opportunity for David Benavidez to put on a show, to keep Showtime, PBC, and helping them do what they've been doing best, putting the best versus the best. So I'm excited. This is a great matchup. Again, David is giving me the opportunity to become a three-divisional world champion. And so I'm looking forward for that. And so, yeah, we're here. We're ready to rumble.
Does that criticism end after this fight?
This guy's 10 for 10 for 10 for 10. Like, there's nothing about this guy you can criticize on, and so therefore, we got ourselves a great fight.
What kind of fight should we expect when you get in the ring with him?
I think it's going to be a great fight. I think our styles are going to clash real well, and I think we're going to put on a show and May the best man win, of course. And yeah, man, get the tickets. Pay-per-view. Andre and Benavides. Let's go, baby. I'm excited. It's me again. Yee, ski you.
David, you fought a boxer in Caleb Plant in your last fight. How is this one different?
I mean, everything about Demetrius Andrade is different. You know, his fighting style is different. He's a lefty. His combination selection is different. So it's up to me to go in there and do the homework for myself and see what he's, see what I can learn from him off his previous fights, and then just put it in the game plan together. You know, like I said, this guy's a world-class fighter, and he's not going to give me an easy fight at all. You know, and he's hungry for it. He's hungry for the fight, so that's going to make a great fight and a great event for everybody at Showtime, and the fans will be the ones that they're going to win because it's going to be an amazing fight.
Do you believe, David, this is the fight where the winner takes on Canelo Alvarez next?
I don't know. I'm not worried about Canelo Alvarez. I'm worried about Demetrius Andre.
Canelo. This is it. This is the Super Bowl of the 168 division right here. This is it right here. This is the biggest fight that can be made right here.
Demetrius Andrade, unbeaten as he is, of course, taking on David Benavidez, the monster. Mike Tyson calls him a monster. I call him a monster. I don't think he can be beaten at 168. I think at 175, he'll probably get a couple of challenges, but I think he will mow through the 175-pound division as well. I think he's that dedicated, that talented, and that skilled. I really think he's that much. We're talking about 27-0, 23 kills, Mr. David Benavidez. Now, Demetrius Andrade is no stiff, 32-0. But the knock on him is, and maybe Sock can understand this, he's got a couple of belts, but they gave the belts to him. Like Jaime Munguia, vacant titles. That doesn't rank for me.
I mean, you know, sometimes you're just in the right position at the right time. I understand that the knock could be made that he never took the belt, you know, on a lineal level. Some of his best wins, though, were, now that I'm looking through BoxRec, I can't believe that it's almost 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Like when he fought Vanes Matarozan, who was a solid fighter, former Olympian, he beat him at 154. That was in 2013.
He's 30. Know? The guy's 35. So, the guy's 35 years old. 35 years old. So, you know, I mean, he's long in the tooth, I doubt. Of course, unbeaten, 32-0, 19 KOs, considered a bit of a boring fighter. But the fact that I want to get you for the next few minutes to talk about Canelo Alvarez, the fact that he wants to take on Jaime Munguia, I'm looking at Daniel in the other room, and I see Jaime Munguia and Daniel about the same level, I kid you not. And Daniel's not a boxer. Daniel's not a threat. I don't think Jaime Munguia is a threat either. I think this is more of Canelo's BS, pulling that Floyd Mayweather chicken spit way of boxing.
I don't think it came straight from Canelo's mouth that he wants to fight Jaime Munguia. I mean, I guess, you know, they give you some names, you know, put them out.
But they're shopping. But
I believe he's in the WBO, is a convention, right?
And why would you even shop that name around? I mean, listen, if ever there's a guy that's beaten nothing but Tijuana cab drivers, it's him. I mean, it really is him. I went through his record. He beat Gabe Rosado, people like that, but that was a long time ago, and Gabe had already lost 12 fights, hasn't done a whole lot. I mean, he's done nothing for me lately at all, and I wouldn't want to put him in the ring with Canelo Alvarez. Of course, we watched Canelo go 12 with John Ryder. Okay, that was a work fight. And you know what a work fight is? A work fight is a fight which you can't lose, you're just getting some work. Okay, then he had another 12 rounds with the cowardly lion that was Mr. Charlo, Jermell Charlo. Okay, he didn't try to step forward for 12 rounds. He never threw a punch with bad intentions. He never tried to impose his will. So that's two straight fights against pick'em guys that he's picked that haven't even tried to fight. And now he wants to do it a third time with Munguia. I'm telling you, man, Mauricio Sulaiman, I don't care, you guys, and say what you want, but you guys should be stripping Canelo of every belt he ever had if he pulls this crap.
Well, Munguia is the number one for the WBO. And I don't see that fight happening for the simple fact that I don't think Canelo and Oscar De La Hoya are in the best of terms. So why would he want to make money for Oscar and, you know, give a De La Hoya fighter a break like that.
Well, it wouldn't be a break if Canelo had total control. He'd control the purse strings, so he'd have some control over Oscar. In other words, I could play Oscar for a punk, maybe.
Yeah, I know that it happened during the WBO convention, and Eric Gomez said that he would like to exercise the mandatory. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Munguia is going to wind up fighting someone like Edgar Berlanga, probably for a vacant belt. I think Canelo's going to leave it. I heard a name of Carlos Adames, which I do not want to see.
I heard that, too.
Yeah, I think he's ordinary. I don't want to see Canelo and him.
Speaking of Eric Gomez, I remember when he was a welterweight.
Eric Gomez, the matchmaker, when he used to fight?
No. When he was a welterweight. He never fought, but he was a welterweight at one point in time.
I need some detail.
In other words, when I met him, the guy was 147 pounds. Now he's like 197.
Oh, so he's eating good.
Here's what's up. All that visceral weight you put on, you're putting weight on your organs, the whole nine yards, you know, it ain't a good thing. Here's what's up. Somebody tried to tell me the other day they were healthy. The guy's like 90 pounds overweight. He goes, listen, my sugar levels are good and I don't have high blood pressure. But he's 90 pounds overweight. That's an oxymoron.
Yeah, some people are built different.
I can't believe you. Listen, only you or Mark Ratner would find a way out of that one. I mean, I got to give you props on that one. You found a way out of that one. Anyway, have a good week. Kiss the kids. Let's real quick. Brian Mendoza, I'm picking him to win. What about you?
I'm going to stick with Zoo just because of the fact he's at home.
Okay, you and I, you going to give me like 4-1 on a soda?
4-1? Ooh,
you had to think about 4-1. So let me tell you, Socrates Ballmer, Boxing's PhD, it turns out to be a cheapskate. I got to go. Love you.
I love you, too.
This is Ring Talk, live worldwide on Sports Byline.
This new Wendy's Frosty flavor is way too exciting to keep under wraps. It's a brand new, first-of-its-kind flavor. Get this, pumpkin spice. I know, right? It's so good. It's rich, it's cozy. It's the perfect flavor for some fall frosty time. Watch, everyone will see it and jump on the bandwagon. Grab a never-before-seen pumpkin spice frosty or pumpkin spice frosty cream cold brew today when you choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Vanilla Frosty is temporarily unavailable.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You told a story on one occasion about coming back from the Olympics with the medal to your own hometown. Did this make you a very big man in your own hometown? Did it completely change your life?
Well, you know, like, made me popular for a few days, but I wanted to do something good with it. So I went downtown. At the time, black people was marching to eat in the white restaurants. They wanted rights to go where they wanted to. And so I said, I'll take this medal and I'll go downtown and I'll sit down in a restaurant. I got them on the spot now. And then I'll order something to eat. And I went down and I had my medal on and the lady was looking. And I said, I'd like a cheeseburger. She said, we don't serve Negroes. I said, I don't eat them either. Just give me a cheeseburger.
Still goes on today. I guess it was about 1984. I was in Turlock, California. They didn't want to serve me breakfast because I had a black guy with me. I kid you not. Howard was my trainer. Actually, he was working my corner that day. Of course, that was a big riot in Turlock. But the bottom line is they wouldn't serve us in the restaurant until I showed them I was an SFPD. Threw my SFPD badge down on the counter. Caused some stinks. Said, I'm going to call the Justice Department. Blah, 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 blah. They fed us, and they fed us well. But the bottom line is, up until then, they shined us on for almost 20 minutes. Now, somewhere in Rosenberg, Texas, the WBO 160-pound champion, Gwazek style, I can't say his last name, we'll just call him Janibek. Anyways, 14-0 and 9 KOs will square off against unbeaten IBF 160-pound title holder Vincent Guadalupe. He's Guadalupe, something like that. Anyway, 21 and zip, a draw and 7 KOs. Of course, that's going to be on ESPN on Saturday. Of course, as well as Saturday, of course, the Saturday fight's going to be on Showtime from Down Under. I'm talking about Tim Zhu, of course, and Brian Mendoza. And I think that's when you really want to watch him. Picking Mendoza to win. I think Mendoza's a better fighter than Tim Zhu. I think Tim Zhu has most guys that fight off the names of their fathers end up, you know, enjoying a few benefits they probably shouldn't have. And I'm trying to say that Zhu's got any gift decision or anything like that, but he's been very well guided, and we'll see what happens tonight. But tonight. So I think that fight is going to end inside the distance, and I'm looking for Mendoza to stop him probably about the 9th and 10th round. Anyway, the Janibek Watari and the Davis Albright card, of course, that's going to be on ESPN Plus at 10:30 p.m. tonight. That's 7:30 p.m. in the East Coast, on the West Coast, of course. And the co-feature will feature Keyshawn Davis, the 135-pound sensation from the United States. So Richard Torres, the heavyweight guy, 24 years old? No, I think he's 24 anyway. 233 pounds, taking on Tyrell Herndon. Wonder if Herndon can fight, because Torres is one of those guys, you know, they're trying to build him up to make him something. But the bottom line is Mexican heavyweights, for the most part, used to be fat middleweights. Ooh, did I really just say that? Yes, I did. Come on, that's the way it was. I mean, until guys like, you know, recently, I mean, heavyweights have come along. And in the Mexican division, of course, we got a Mexican-Asian fighter. I mean, a heavyweight Asian fighter in Zil Zhang. Holy cow, he's like 6'4", 6'5". But for the most part, these guys, Latinos and Asians, don't make the heavyweight ranks. They just don't. So anyway, bottom line is, I'm not trying to knock Richard Torres, but he really can't fight that much. He just can't. I mean, back to the Zhu thing. As I said, it'll be a rematch, no doubt about that. But Keyshawn Davis in his card tonight, 9-0, 6 KOs, takes another step against Philadelphia's born contender Nahir Albright, 16-2, 7 KOs. The fact he can't punch is probably the key to the fight, without a doubt. Now, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we don't touch too much on the world of mixed martial arts anymore because of the fact that I despise Dana White, and I think that Dana White's the absolute worst person in the entire world. When I see these guys from the world of mixed martial arts getting their ass kicked and getting their head handed to them and most likely getting CT, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, and the reason why I say that, if you're an MMA fighter, you're 3 times more likely to get it than you are for a professional boxer, and if you're an NFL player, you're twice as likely to get it than if you were a professional boxer. Think about that. When boxing is the safest of the three sports, that's pretty scary because boxing is scary. But back to football. They tested 112 players. 111 guys came back with CT. The only one that didn't have CT was a punter. I kid you not. He's the only guy that didn't have CTE of the 112 guys tested that passed away in the NFL that did autopsies after they died, and 111 of them had CTE. So CTE is real. And when I see these guys, you know, pushing, and the WBC is doing it too, they're pushing kids boxing, you know, 9, 10 years old. This is not good. This is not good. And I'm telling you, I'll take case in point, Freddie Melendez. Back in the day, back in the 70s and this and that, he was a kid. It was like, you know, maybe 108 pounds, 110 pounds. And he was like 10, 11, 12, 13 years old. And he would hang in the gym with guys who were a whole lot better than him. He'd be hanging with these guys. Well, he did that for a long time, and I think he burnt out. And then he came back and tried to do something professionally. Of course, he didn't have much left at that point in time because he was a natural flyweight. He was coming back and fighting at 130 pounds. Think about that, almost 25 extra pounds. Anyway, bottom line is Freddie Melendez, the residual effects of professional boxing are what I think took out his life. He died about 6 months ago, but I mean, he had some drug issues, but the bottom line is the residual effects of boxing, I think they just took their toll on Freddie Melendez. The fact that he was getting his ass kicked 4 or 5 times a week after school, they're getting their ass kicked after school. They're not doing their homework. They're getting their ass kicked. I mean, come on. Is this productive? Now, I'm not trying to say that because I did it, it's cool. Because I boxed when I was a kid, it was cool. You know, I didn't box all that much as a kid. I had a few fights when I was 11, 12 years old, and then I boxed again until I was 15. Okay, so I had those 3 years off. But I just don't think that when the brain's developing that you need somebody hitting on them. I just don't think so. And I don't think the brain develops until you're about 16, 17. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, if my kid came to me and said I wanted to box, I'd say to him, probably not. Well, I'll tell you what, I want to play football. No, definitely not. I want to do MMA. No. So the bottom line is I probably wouldn't want to push my kid in that direction. I probably wouldn't. I probably want to get him into golf. No, I'm just kidding. But then again, the kid wants to do contact sports. What are you going to do? I mean, what are you going to do? You can't say to him, hey, you can't do it. I guess you can when you're living under your roof as a juvenile. But the bottom line is you get a kid like me that'll, after school, sell newspapers and then go to the gym. After selling newspapers over at the Boys Club, my mother had no idea. I had 6 fights. My mother had no idea. Some lady in a bar was talking with a friend of hers, and that's how she found out I was boxing. I kid you not. I had a couple of shiners. She couldn't figure it out. Maybe she thought street fights or something like that. But anyway, but the bottom line is I came home one night. She said to me, she goes, is there anything you want to tell me? And I'm thinking to myself, did I cut school today? Did I do anything like that? No, my conscience is pretty clean. She goes, yeah. She goes, well, what about this boxing? I said, boxing? What are you talking about, Mom? I really played dumb because I know she didn't want me to do it. She goes, what about this boxing? She goes, I heard you've been boxing in the Boys Club for like 8 months. I said, no, it's more like a year. She goes, really? I said, yeah. She goes, where have I been? I said, Mom, it's something I wanted to do, this and that, and I've had 6 fights thus far, and nobody's been able to go the 3 1-minute rounds with me, so, you know, I guess I must be pretty good at this, and I'm digging it. And she says to me, she goes, yeah, okay. Anyway, Johnny V ends up cocking to her. Johnny V was a friend of hers that we used to work out in the bar, and then he started looking at Eddie Machen. Eddie Machen was the guy that got me into boxing, and Eddie Machen was brain damaged from professional boxing. He fought Sonny Liston. He fought some big-time dudes in his time. Eddie Machen did, okay? But Eddie Machen found me one day fighting some guy on the sidewalk. He pulled me off the guy on the sidewalk, taught me a few things, sent me to the gym. Basically, that was the beginning of my boxing career, okay? But Eddie was messed up. Eddie was punch drunk. So Eddie was the classic example of what not to be. And, of course, when I grew up, the first boxer I ever saw in my life was Frankie Click. And he was the one time the world junior welterweight champion. He was a club fighter from San Francisco, lived on Bernal Heights, where I was born, 414 Cortland. Anyway, he won the junior welterweight championship over Kid Chocolate on a cut. Wasn't supposed to happen. He was like a 25 or 30-1 underdog. He had no 2 chances, slim and none, and Slim was out of town, so he didn't have a prayer. But this cut gave him the title. I'm talking about Frankie Click. And, of course, when I would see him on the streets in the 1960s, I believe, he was like slurring his words and this and that. And my father would walk by me and say, that's what happens when you get hit too much. Well, guess what? When he wasn't drunk, he was as lucid as you can imagine. I'm not trying to say he was a second coming of Albert Einstein, but the guy knew his spit with an H. I mean, he did. He knew boxing. He knew business. He would tell us about history, about world history. I kid you not. So Frankie had this incredible mind when he wasn't drinking. So you don't blame it all on the boxing. But I learned then when I was growing up that, you know, boxing does have residual effects. And if you get popped a couple of times, I've seen one guy. Dana Holly grew up with us, and Dana Holly was our sparring partner. Dana Holly used to get beat on twice a week by myself and Hector Martinez to the tune of four rounds, two rounds with me and two rounds with Hector. And we would beat on him like a drum. Like a drum. I mean, it was just no mercy. And he was bigger than us. He was heavier than us. And he wanted to fight. I mean, it wasn't like we could spar with him. He wanted to fight. If you didn't kick Dana's ass, he was kicking your ass, okay? So we would kick Dana's ass, you know, four or five rounds a week, twice a week, for like a couple of years, right? So I saw him one time, and I saw his eyes were crossed. I said to myself, damn, looks like he's punch drunk, this and that. Anyway, bottom line is he ends up murdering somebody about a year later. After we left the gym, he ends up murdering somebody. Of course, I saw him in the county jail as a policeman. I said to him, what happened, Dana? He goes, I didn't do it. I go, Dana, they found you in the guy's car. You had his credit cards and his driver's license and some of his cash. How can you say you didn't do it? Anyway, bottom line is karma's a bitch. You know why? Dana Holly went to jail, and somebody killed him. How did they kill him? They beat him to death with a rock and a sock. Nobody put a rock and a sock and beat him to death. Straight up, I guess the guys that he killed came back and got him. But what I'm trying to tell you is that the residual effect of professional boxing are nasty without a doubt. Now, of course, tonight's fights, I got a text here about Canelo and Munguia. It inches close to reality, according to an article on fightnews.com. Come on. Oh, and speaking of getting released, how about BOMAC was released? Of course, BOMAC meaning the trainer of Terrence Crawford, the guy that got caught in the UK a few weeks ago with a gun. You're not supposed to have a gun in the UK. Why would you bring a gun to the UK? Listen, they told me I couldn't bring any weed to Dubai. Okay? It was like the death penalty. So I didn't bring any weed. I mean, it was a simple thing, real simple. Of course, I saw other guys. Remember when I went to China the first time? Rick Parker, the promoter that died, he was the guy that invented that magic green cleaner. Remember that about 25 years ago? That magic green cleaner that cleaned anything? Anyway, Rick Elvis Parker managed a couple of fighters. Of course, he managed, he tried to get into George Foreman. I mean, he was trying his best to get into the world of boxing. But I went over to China with him. Actually, he was part of our China trip. And me being a former policeman, I smelled crack. So I told somebody, I said, you know what? I was up on the 19th floor. I saw I smelled crack. And he goes, yeah, that's because Bert Cooper and Rick Parker up there smoking crack. I said, they're smoking crack in China? You got to be kidding me. And he goes, no, it's a death penalty for that. So anyway, later that night, we had a gig downstairs, like an in-house party and this and that. And we're going to go to another party. And Rick Parker says to me, hey, Pedro, do you want a ride? And I said, no. And the girl I'm with goes, yeah, we'll take a ride with you. And I'm going, no, we're not going to take a ride with them. Anyway, I didn't take a ride with them. I was scared to death. Imagine that. Being willing to do cocaine and get high on a death penalty charge. Good Lord. When they said, don't take any weed to Dubai, that wasn't a hard thing to do. I mean, think of the repercussions, if you would, or to China. Come on, it's not a hard thing to do. But then again, these guys took crack cocaine to China, only in the world of boxing. May he rest in peace, Rick Parker. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we come to you live every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Of course, we come to you live Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, Saturday for an hour, and Sunday for 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Whatever your time zone is, check it out. We air at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturdays and Sundays on these same channels.
Where people rang through the sort of place they really care about you. It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, I'll just tell you that didn't work. you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Here's what's up. My car caught on fire. And what I'm trying to tell you is I was driving up the freeway yesterday. I was going to go to L.A. tomorrow. Of course, we got a big gig at the Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. Of course, lots of world champions coming down for a meet and greet. That's tomorrow at 11 a.m. So I was getting an oil change for the car. I was on my way to get an oil change. And I'm at Hospital Curve here in San Francisco. Ironically, Hospital Curve. And the car rolls to a stop. I said, what's going on here? And then the dashboard goes dead. I said, what's going on here? Dead battery? What's going on? And all of a sudden, and then smoke starts coming from under the hood. And then I realized it's time to get your good stuff and get out of here, Pete. Anyway, the car caught on fire. It burned to the ground. I kid you not. I mean, it was like there's no car left. It didn't burn past into the passenger area or anything like that, but the entire front end just sort of melted, the motor, the whole nine yards. Anyway, it was a bit scary. Cars were skidding all around me, man. People got no, I mean, you can see what's going on. There's cars on fire, man, and yet people are acting a fool. I kid you not, on the freeway. Anyway, I want to thank the SF Fire Department and the California Highway Patrol, who I'm not the biggest fan of, and I'll tell you what, being a former San Francisco policeman, of course, the Highway Patrol and I worked together hand in hand on a few occasions, but they were always like, there's no gray area with those guys, and of course, gray area is police work is all about. With the Highway Patrol guys, it's either black or white. It's either yes or no. It's a yes or no type of thing. They're trained differently. So the bottom line is those two guys took good care of me yesterday. I want to thank them, and I want to thank the tow people that came out and got me. And I want to thank Geico, because get this. You can knock Geico all you want, Daniel, but guess what? Geico had me in a rental car 45 minutes after they towed the other car away. I mean, that's the way to go. So props to Geico. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we come to you every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, of course. Frank Warren says Tyson Fury and Francis Ngannou is going for $79.99. Of course, that's going to take place, I think, October 28th, something like that. But $79.99, why would you want to pay for that? I mean, Ngannou's got a decent shot of knocking him out, but the fact that it's, you know, Tyson Fury's just, he's whored out the heavyweight title like you just can't imagine. I mean, at one point in time, he fought Deontay Wilder not once, twice, but thrice, and that was a great run, no doubt about that. But what have you done for him lately? He hasn't done anything. I mean, Daniel's fought better opposition of late than has Tyson Fury. So what I'm trying to tell you is that Tyson Fury fighting this MMA guy, I want so badly for the MMA guy to knock him into another world. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I hope to God it would, because I think that Tyson Fury needs to be taught a lesson. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. We are a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. As I said, we come to you Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. The producer on Saturday, of course, is the impeccable one. The impeccable one is Sunday. On Saturday, I've got the great one. Talk about Daniel Ogden. On Sunday, we've got the impeccable one. Talk about Bailey Peck. But until then, peace, love, and lots of respect. This has been Ring Talk.